You know how in the Uvalde shooting, there was this mom who was at first handcuffed by the U.S. federal marshals. And then I think a local cop let her free from the handcuffs. And as soon as she got free, what did she do? She leaped over this fence and busted into the school. And she went in there and ran down the hallway. She grabbed her kids and got out of there. She rescued her kids. You know, while the police were standing around in the parking lot checking their social media pages, right? And I'm thinking, we need to reform law enforcement in Texas. And I've got the best idea. So Governor Abbott and Attorney General Paxton, check it out. We need, on every police force, we need a tactical mom. Because tactical mom gets things done. Tactical mom bust into the school. Tactical mom, I mean, she would just run around there and kick it in. And then she's got this voice that's awe-inspiring and paralyzes prey immediately. It's mom. And don't confuse that, by the way, with the transgender, it's ma'am. No, this is, it's mom. And, you know, every young boy will freeze. Even the mass murderers, oh my God, it's mom. You know, and that'll stun them for a few moments while the rest of the tactical team moves in and takes them out. But tactical mom can get things done. Tactical mom doesn't even need firearms because her weapons are her eyes and lasers and her voice and just the projection of dominance. You will die. You know, I will abort you if you don't, follow my orders, right? Tactical mom gets it done. Tactical mom has her own automatic breaching system. That is her foot with that muscular leg and hip, just get the hip in it, busting down the door. Tactical mom is here. Kids, you are saved, right? Tactical mom can see in the dark. Tactical mom can lead the children. Children, follow me. We're leaving now. And the children, okay, tactical mommy, we're coming. You know, tactical mom, lead them all out to the parking lot while all the male cops standing around with their dicks in their hands. You know, tactical mom is getting it done. Tactical mom doesn't need red dot sights. She got the laser eyes. Tactical mom doesn't need a flashlight. She'll just stumble around in the dark. I'm going to find you, boy. You know, whatever it takes, tactical mom needs no extra special equipment. She can do her job in a pair of flip-flops. And the best part is tactical mom always knows where you are when you're doing something wrong. So tactical mom is the search and rescue champion right there. And while tactical dad is still stuck in the parking lot trying to find the batteries for his tactical laser designator, oh, tactical mom is powered by the beef stroganoff she had for lunch. Oh, I'm fully loaded, bitches. I'm going to find those kids. I got beef stroganoff. It won't wear off for hours. And 3 cups of coffee on top of that. Tactical mom, undefeated. Dodges bullets better than Neo in The Matrix. Tactical mom has a tactical purse. She can knock you unconscious with the tactical purse, swinging a sucker around like a medieval weapon of some kind. Whoopsh! Got one down. The shooter's down. Bring in the team. If that doesn't work, she can slap you silly with one of her spare flip-flops. She got that purse weighted down with 15 pounds of ball bearings in there, too, for some reason. Whoopsh! Man, is this your workout regimen? You lift this thing, to build up shoulder strength? What is in your purse? Oh, it's just 25 years of old keys on a key ring, a giant key ring. It's like a weapon, yeah. It's just, dare I say, tactical mom even has the emergency live fire first aid kit in her purse. She knows how to deploy tampons into bullet wounds in no time flat. I'm not even joking, folks. That's actually something that soldiers do, too. I'm not even kidding. Nothing is better than filling a bullet wound and soaking up blood. Tactical mom has a tourniquet. Yeah, it's her hands. She can just cut off the blood supply to any limb she wants. Just hold on to it and grip it until you pass out. Tactical mom, needed by every police force in Texas. No, but on a serious note, you know what the difference is? Tactical mom is saving her kids. While, the tactical dads are only saving their jobs by obeying orders. You see? Seriously. Who would you rather have, rescuing your children? A mom who's trying to save her kids or a dad in the parking lot that's just trying to save his pension? Because that's what it came down to. Seriously, folks. Seriously. All jokes aside, what happened to the human instinct to rush in and confront danger and save lives, huh? What happened to that? Well, moms still got it. All right, well, those are my thoughts for today. Happy Memorial Day, folks. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your support. I hope this has been at least a little bit entertaining and perhaps informative at times. But in all seriousness, our world is absolutely collapsing all around us. The sanity's collapsing and everything. So, you know, be ready, folks. Take care of yourself. Get trained up with your defensive tactics, your defensive weapons, you know, all that stuff. You know, go take lessons in Krav Maga, jiu-jitsu, boxing, striking, kickboxing, and then, you know, get up to speed on your Glocks and your ARs and, you know, I don't know, your pepper spray skills, if that's a thing. Whatever you have, make sure you're ready to use it if necessary, because the cops are not coming to save you. They're going to stand around while people die. That's now rather clear. So keep that in mind. Thank you for listening, and I'll be back with you tomorrow, God willing. And let's hope this world stays together another day. All right, everybody. Take care. Thank you.